A new national report finds that Illinois could save millions of dollars on incarceration costs if the federal government ended the ban on Pell Grants for prisoners. Pell Grants are used to fund college tuition for low-income students. The report from the Vera National Institute of Justice recommends that Congress end the ban on grants for inmates. Margaret DeZerriga is a co-author of the report. Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines asked her about the findings and why inmates stopped being eligible for the grants.
So Pell Grants have been around for decades now. In their earliest inception, people who were incarcerated were eligible. It's really designed for people who meet certain income eligibility requirements such that they cannot afford to pay for tuition. And then in 1994, as part of the crime bill and our tough on crime era, people in state and federal prison lost Pell Grant eligibility. So we saw the number of programs in prison really dwindle.
So I'm curious, what are the benefits for lifting the ban for people who are incarcerated? And is there any evidence to suggest that this population wants to take college courses?
Yeah, there's really high demand for post-secondary educational opportunities in prison. And we also know that there are many benefits to increasing access to post-secondary education in prison. One is that expanding access to education in prison creates safer communities, not only by reducing recidivism, but also reducing violence in prisons. So it improves the safety for incarcerated people and for staff. And our study showed that post-secondary education in prison has the power to increase employment and earnings for formerly incarcerated people, to provide employers with a larger pool of skilled workers from which to hire. And it would save states a combined $365.8 million in reduced prison costs per year. So there's a lot of benefits. I think one important one is also thinking about the benefits to the next generation. So when parents are completing a post-secondary degree while incarcerated, they have the knowledge to pass on to their children around enrolling in college, completing the financial aid paperwork. And we know that when parents increase their educational attainment, their children tend to follow in their footsteps.
Since the restoration of Pell Grants to prisoners could result in more people taking advantage of post-secondary education programs, are colleges and universities ready to serve this population on a greater scale?
You know, if Pell were to be reinstated, there would certainly be a ramp-up period. One of the constraints would be classroom space in prisons, and then there may be some period of time for colleges to get accreditation to work on a, you know, quote-unquote satellite campus, which would be the prison. But I think all of that would be time well spent, because expanding access to post-secondary education by restoring Pell Grants for people in prison, it just makes sense. And this has bipartisan support. States reduce recidivism rates and cut costs. People have greater economic opportunities, and we get more public safety.
If this has bipartisan support and there's research to show it would be financially beneficial, why haven't we reinstated Pell Grants for people who are incarcerated?
From the start of when we really began this trajectory towards creating the system of mass incarceration as a country, we have layered on many impediments to success for, frankly, communities of color primarily. And it's taken time for people to understand what a huge problem we have created and what the ramifications are in our communities. And so I think it similarly has taken time for people to start thinking about how to unravel or how to undo some of those barriers and remove some of those barriers. And we believe that, you know, the time is right for this to be among the next steps. There's support for this. I think there's a lot of interest from employers and thinking about how to have more people with the skills that they're looking for. And so if we can provide access to these opportunities, I think many people will benefit from them.
That was Lee Gaines speaking with Margaret DeZerriga of the Vera Institute of Justice. This interview was produced with support from the Education Writers Association Reporting Fellowship Program.